Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are again talking about some of the things, the basic concepts we want to keep in mind as we move forward looking at some different principles. And just as a reminder, one of the things that happens to all of us is we'll very often get a really good indication of what we believe and whether what we believe is working during times of crisis. What we fall back on, what we revert to, will often reveal the depth and validity of our belief system. How we perceive God, how we perceive ourselves, our relationship with Him, and how we perceive our enemies. We can get a pretty good idea about what we really believe when we're under stress, because it's very often under stress that our mind or reason is overwhelmed by our emotions and our desire to do something. We can rationalize, for instance, God loves me all the time. And we can know that in our mind, but when something goes wrong in our life, how often do we go, what did I do to cause this? Or, which enemy is coming against me, and why? One of the reasons we're always stressing the same sequence of turning to God, turning to Him, asking Him questions, testing what we hear, is because those sequence of steps takes care of everything. You never know what tomorrow holds, and God doesn't want you to. But in your spirit, you are ready. And you not only know what is in store for you tomorrow, but next week, next year, for the rest of your life, as well as what you've really experienced in the past. We can learn from our own mistakes at any time. And really, that's the way we learn, is from our mistakes, is from things that didn't work and don't work. And one of the problems we have very often is that we don't know what doesn't work. We rarely take the time to go, okay, where am I? How did I get here? Is this where I want to be? And where do I want to be 5 years from now? How am I going to get there? We do this or don't do this because it's difficult. It's not been ingrained in us as Christians to participate in planning our relationship with God. Many of us are not good planners to begin with, but Christians, especially when it comes to knowing God, we don't do a real good job of thinking in terms of having an active role in our relationship with Him. And this is where becoming objective and evaluating from a spiritual but relational perspective can be very helpful. When we not only rationalize and reason how much God loves us, but experience that love and then learn to act on it, we can not only accept the challenges, but look forward to them. Because we don't see them as a separation from what God wants in our lives. But every crisis or challenge is an opportunity to know Him more. So we start by looking at our relationship with God in practical terms. Does it do us any good to know Him? One of the questions I like to ask is what you're being taught or what you believe or what you're doing, can it be done by a non-Christian? Christianity is about a spiritual relationship with God through Jesus Christ, through you and I being, having our spirits enlivened because of the sacrifice and resurrection. It's not what doctrines we believe, what gifts we've been given, how well we know the Bible if we're going to the right church. It's eternal life flowing in and through us. To one extent or another, that's something only you and God can know. There's going to be circumstances where we'd be surprised who is a Christian and who isn't, which is one of the reasons we need to be very cautious in making those kinds of judgments. Now, we do look at behaviors, and we are charged with evaluating people's behaviors and our own. But that's not a spiritual state. That's a behavioral, that's a solical and natural state of affairs we're looking at. But what we want to find out is if we believe something, does it only work for Christians? Now, there's a lot of really great ideas out there and concepts. Be kind to one another, love one another, or do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's not a Christian concept. That's been around forever. That's in every religion, every civilization, every culture. That's not uniquely Christian. Anybody can do that. To be a Christian, to be kind to another because that's the way you'd like to be treated. Going to church, honoring one another, honoring your parents, honoring your elders, tithing, giving, financially supporting your community. You don't have to be a Christian to do any of that. You just need to do it. You just need to have been taught it, believe it's a good thing, and then do it. And it will work. There will be benefit to you and your community and your family by doing good things. Likewise, when we do things that are harmful, there will be consequences, regardless of whether you're a Christian or not. So when we talk about practical Christianity, does what you believe bring you into a more spirit-based relationship with God? Are your solical senses being tuned and brought into alignment with who you truly are, a spirit being? there is no substitute for God's power, authority, freedom, knowledge, understanding, enlightenment. There's man's wisdom, but God's wisdom, when it's revealed, when it's expressed, there's nothing to compare. When Jesus was speaking and teaching the people, and the guards, the Romans, soldiers, went to arrest him, and they got caught instead listening to him, what was it that he was saying? That they returned and said, we couldn't arrest him. No man spoke. For sure, they have heard many people speak before. Many people, many Jews preach. And yet they couldn't do their job. They couldn't arrest him. When we look at what's going on in our old lives, are we settling for a solical relationship rather than doing what is necessary and possible and practical to have that spirit relationship? Now, part of our challenge is that as we are available and become available for eternal life to flow in and through us, there will be a reaction in our environment. And this is true especially within organized churches, organized fellowships and religion. When Christians, when anybody who is spirit-filled, spirit-born, begins to rely more on the spirit than on what they're being taught, there is a soulical reaction in those around us. And it's interesting because the soul does not want to give up power in its own being, but doesn't want anybody else being freed either. There's that, you know, misery loves company. And at least we're all going to, if we're all believing a lie, we'll all believe it together. If we're all missing God, we'll all be missing God together. If we're all going down the wrong path, at least we're all together. Well, that's not God's intent for you, for me, for any of us. Now, part of the challenge is that knowing God is actually quite simple and basic. It's not easy because it's simple. Well, you know, for so many of us, God asked us to do something big and great and challenging. We'd consider doing that, but just being available for him to sharpen our senses, that seems too easy. It's not something we can measure. It's something we have a hard time evaluating. But there are practical things that God can do, that we can do, and even things we can stop doing so that we can cooperate with what God is teaching us, the senses that he's sharpening in our lives. God wants us to know what he's doing in our lives, and he wants us to cooperate. Now, he's not going to reveal everything. Very often what he shows us is to keep us out of the business of what he's doing so we don't interfere with it. But what he wants over time is he wants to be able to trust us and reveal everything he's doing in our lives, in our community, in our world. He wants us to be partners with him. Just as he and just as Father, Son, and Spirit are one, he wants us to be one in him as well. He wants us to bring for our soul and body to be brought into alignment with our spirit so so that we can be joined fully in Him and fully cooperating Him in Him. Now, so far, there's only been one person that that's ever happened with, and that's Jesus. But think about what He accomplished, what He did, what His purpose was. It was to know God and allow God, allow His Father to accomplish a particular project, which was to be the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, to pay for sin, to go through the crucifixion and resurrection. That was His task here on this earth. You and I have projects, but it's not the doing of the projects that are important. It's what happens as a result. So He wants us, God wants us to be doing these projects out of a degree of contentment, that we have the confidence that we're hearing Him, we're hearing God, we know what we are supposed to be doing, and we're doing it. Come what may, we can have the confidence that we have heard Him and we're on the right track. Again, God wants us involved in what He is doing in our lives, in this world, in our communities, and globally. What are the strongholds? What can we do to be involved in what He's doing? There are things we can do. One of the challenges we have in accepting the practical options we have, practical tasks we can do, again, learning to hear His voice, for instance, is we are putting off till tomorrow what wholeness, again, spirit, soul, and body, freedom, eternal life, are God's provision for us now. God's desire for you, for me, He wants us whole, complete, entire, spirit, soul, and body. All of your wounds healed. All of the lies you believe driven out by truth. Fully in God. And He will not cease until we enter that rest of being in Him. Now, that doesn't mean that that's going to be all quietness and calmness on the outside. But that's not where we live. We live on the inside. That's where our eternal life is. It's not out in the circumstances. It's not out in nothing happening in our life. It's very often in the greatest turmoil that we can find the greatest rest, if we have been living as a Christian who knows God and has been experiencing relationship with Him. That's not something anybody, any other kind of person can experience. Only Christians can experience that eternal life. Another thing to remember is that we're often fighting the wrong battles. Because we don't understand God's viewpoint, what God's intent for us is at any given time, not just on a day-to-day basis, but our purpose and projects here on this earth. When we misunderstand what God wants for us and from us, we are distracted into fighting battles that have already been won. And yet, we don't even recognize the battles that we are supposed to be fighting. And a lot of times those battles are against enemies that are easily overcome, but because they're so close to us, they mean so much to us, they're part of our soul and our history and our beliefs, that You know, when you believe something, you believe it for a reason. You don't think, none of us thinks, okay, I'm going to believe this. I know it's a lie, but I'm going to believe it. None of us thinks this isn't good for me spiritually, but I'm going to do it. We believe lies unknowingly. And we are often fighting the wrong battles without knowing it. But this is why it's, again, always comes back to being able to hear God's voice, to test it, and then act on it. When we recognize we have those three enemies, the world system, which has a life of its own, the devil and his cronies, which have lives of their own, an intention and purpose, and our own soulical, out-of-control flesh. When our soul is trying to accomplish its own purposes outside of God's intent, outside of the relationship it's meant to have with our spirit, our own soul is like a little two-year-old that has to be taught discipline. And it's in our soul where we have those wounds and believe those lies and believe things that we think are true. And God shows us they're not true because they don't bring us life. They don't reveal Him. They keep us from hearing Him more clearly. So He lets those things fail. And if we blame the other two enemies, the world system, well, that's just the signs of the times. That's God's bringing judgment on the world, and so I'm just going to be a victim of that. Or it's the devil. The devil's after me. Instead of understanding something I'm believing is interfering with my soul being able to receive eternal life in this area. Lord, what is it? What is your truth here? So we'll get distracted by battling the world, what's going on in the world, what the expectations are, the demands of this world, or the enemy, rather than focusing on the only enemy that has not been conquered. The world system's been conquered by Jesus 2,000 years ago. The devil and his cronies was conquered 2,000 years ago. But Jesus could not conquer the flesh. He could not conquer the soul doing its own thing because his soul never did its own thing. His soul was always in subjection to his spirit. So this is something we can't go through on his, could not go through on our behalf. This is something we have to do on our own, which is good. We need to go through it because this is what, if everything was already done for us, we would not need to learn how to know God. But when we talk about having a personal relationship, let's make it personal. Lord, I've got personal problems. It's me. You know my shortcomings. You know where I need you. You know my problems much better than I do. What's up? What are we doing today? And when we can have that and develop that intimate relationship with Him, where we can be us and God can be the God, then He has the freedom and we can enjoy the adventure. Now, a lot of what we believe has been chosen because it fits in with our temperament, how we feel, our history, and even how we see ourselves as those perceptions change as we change about as our mind change, our perceptions of ourself changes, as God starts to reveal to us how much he loves us now unconditionally, and that we are now a spirit being, and that we are no longer identified by the characteristics of our soul, our beliefs about our history, our temperament, our abilities, our woundedness, all these other things change as well. And our beliefs follow. But if we're not spending any time with him and allowing him to reveal those things and reveal himself, we're putting off. God's going to do it at some point in time, but we're putting it off when we could be doing it now. And we think in terms of our time here on this earth, as we're here on earth, we die or something's going to happen, then we're all going to go to heaven. And then we're going to be in heaven ad infinitum, eternally, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Well, that's not really the supporting idea or concept behind that is pretty thin. We have much more indication that God has so much more than what we're experiencing now, time-wise. That my own suspicion is we've gone through things before, we're going through this now, we'll go through things after we die or after he's done with this earth thing. And we're not just going to go sit on a cloud and ask God Bible questions. God is perpetually creative. And as our spirit is freed and we become one, spirit, soul, and body, that creativity is enlivened in us as well. Remember that creativity is an expression of his giving, of his nature of love. He's not going to stop loving. So he's not going to stop giving. He's not going to stop creating. There will always be something new. I want to be a part of that. Now, we've got a long way to go because we look at, you know, once again, this seems to come around every few years. Everybody's, oh, it's the end of the world. It's the end. Now, it may be an end of a time frame, but that has happened so often throughout history that it's nothing really even to be concerned about. Most of the time, throughout history, there were historical corners that were turned, but the people living at that time, most of the time, did not know it. Let's look at how America came to be. Most people had no idea that a new nation was being birthed. All they wanted to do was raise their family, tend their farm, and be left alone. So for you and I, we have an opportunity to be in on what God is doing. So we'll pick it up here next week at the same time. If you have any questions, want give us some feedback, drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org. through the website at therainersclub.org or through Blog Talk Radio. Till then, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.